Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We are presented by Horicon Bank. From aerospace to beach space, the business of events on our beaches with Joy Engine. Happy to be joined right now by Executive Director Steph Salvia. She is the Executive Director of Milwaukee-based Joy Engine. Gargantuan fluorescent tentacles are taking over Milwaukee's lakefront Wednesday. But first, Steph, how are you this fine morning?
I'm great. Had a really fun weekend. Just, you know, the best of the best for Milwaukee staycations.
Yes, that's good. Yeah, whole lot of stuff going on, and it doesn't stop, right? It just keeps on going. We roll right into your event Wednesday, to Bastille Days, to the RNC. It just keeps coming, and that's, you know, that's why we live here. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, yes. I think we can all take a nap in like February for a minute.
Yes. So give us the background of what Joy Engine is all about and how you help activate spaces through sponsorship and partnership.
Right. So Joy Engine actually is newer to the nonprofit scene. We started in 2019, and it was founded by a couple of folks who have done a lot of traveling and thought we need to bring more like really cool art installations to Milwaukee. So they launched a nonprofit. We started the very first event we ever did was we hung a giant moon in Catalano Square Park, downtown Milwaukee, in the historic Third Ward, and it was, I think, maybe 30 feet. It was an exact replica of the moon. It lit up at night, and we programmed an entire weekend in August around that, and it was actually a celebration of 40 years of the lunar landing. So that's how it started.
All right.
And it's just kind of kept spinning from there.
And that's a perfect connection with our last guest, too, Michael Adams from Adam Aerospace, right?
You got
the space connection there. We bring it all together on the Monday Upswing Show.
Exactly.
So in terms of what you're working on for Wednesday and then for the rest of the summer, give us some background on what's coming to Bradford Beach.
Bradford Beach. So, yeah, we're having actually a series of four events this time.
Okay.
We've decided, as we've, you know, gotten a little older here, to try to figure out a better rhythm for our art events. And sometimes that one-off pop-up event, people miss it, and then they're like, oh, shoot, we didn't get to check it out. So now we decided this summer to try a series of four events. And just so happened that, you know, we just love our beaches. Like, what an amazing amenity our beaches are here.
But on the flip side, the beaches are somewhat underactivated, right? I mean, a great place to hang out, really accessible, really easy to get to, but not a lot of events happen there. So is that obviously an opportunity, but
yes.
Are there some challenges with activating the beaches?
I mean, it'll be interesting to set up in sand, quite honestly. But I think that's the beauty of it. It's not really been done before. So let's give this a shot and, you know, bring people, to a beach. They're accessible. Like, people are familiar with a beach day. And this one, we're just happening to transform it into a little bit of a different beach vibe by creating some art installations.
And as you're looking to create installations, whether it's on a beach or a side of a building or some of the other things your organization has done, how do you kind of go about that research? Like, hey, where can we reimagine? Where can we find the funds? Kind of how can we activate? What's that process from your organization's lens?
Actually, it's been somewhat random, to be honest. A lot of us will kind of be on social media and see something super cool on Instagram and kind of start digging into that, and have we done that here before, or would that be something that would really wow people? And that's kind of what we're looking for. We literally are trying to create joy for the city of Milwaukee through larger-than-life installations. So we like to try to find things that you're just not going to see on the regular.
All right. Activating joy. That's what it's all about. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. We'll be right back with Steph Salvia from Joy Engine. Welcome back to The Upswing. Let's continue our conversation with Steph Salvia from Joy Engine. Steph, So this Wednesday begins the first of four events, Art Blaze on the Beach. Tell us more about the event and all the partners involved.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of partners involved to make this happen. Of course, Milwaukee County Parks, Milwaukee County Parks Foundation, Volley Life, which is the organization that manages all of those volleyball teams and courts on the beach.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been working with them because they were kind enough to actually, like, for this upcoming event, they'll take down two rows of nets for us. They had to reschedule some games. But at least we have, you know, space to come straight off the pavilion and activate that whole space.
Okay. So what can people expect to see as they're coming down the lakefront? What will emerge from right behind the Bradford Beach Pavilion?
Right. So it sounds, again, some of these things we do sound super weird, but we have commissioned local artists from Fuzz Pop Workshop to create larger than life sea creatures. So yes, and they have like 35-foot tentacles, and they're amazing. We actually did a test run Saturday morning at Bradford Beach to make sure they were going to work. They're massive.
So. Inflated or what? What's the
yes.
kind of what's the installation process?
Yes, they're inflatable. So they've been sewing like crazy for a couple of months here, and they're all painted by hand as well. So it's hard to describe. It's something you have to see in person. So you'll have four opportunities to do that.
All right. So as you're raising money and putting these things together, like how important is kind of the access to the local business community and kind of civic partnerships to power these type of events?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, you know, we want other people to buy into the fact that we're literally creating, you know, joy for the city of Milwaukee. And not only that, we are uplifting local artists. We pay them all fair wages. We just want to celebrate, you know, what the city is.
Yeah. And what are, as an organization, what are some of the other urban spaces that you'd like to reimagine? Obviously, we talked a bit about the beach. You know, the beach, while it's a wonderful, easy, accessible place, it doesn't get a ton of events. So are there other right. spaces around the greater Milwaukee area that you see, wow, there's an opportunity here to do something unique?
It kind of depends upon like what weird idea we're thinking about.
Okay.
So it kind of, we start with like the really weird idea and then where would that fit best?
All right. That's good. What are some of the other joy engine things that are coming up for the rest of the summer?
Oh, wow. Well, we do sponsor a lot of other artists and arts organizations in the city. So we are, you know, following along with a lot of those activations that will happen kind of throughout the summer. We also sponsor the Funk Tunes, which is the Milwaukee River Roundup that happens every single Wednesday in all the way through September. And that's a fun one. That's a band that plays on the back of a pontoon and they go up and down the Milwaukee River.
Ah, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Very good. When's the next event? Are those in concert with another event, or is that just kind of a random surprise and delight thing?
That's its own thing, but it happens literally every Wednesday. So it's a local Milwaukee band every single Wednesday on the back of a pontoon boat.
All right. Surprise, delight, joy engine, making our community bigger, bolder, and brighter each and every day. Steph Salvia joins us from Joy Engine. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing. Public art, without a doubt, has the power to stimulate dialogue and foster healing and create and inspire change. And there's good organizations all around town that are doing this each and every day. As we come out of Summerfest and we head into Bastille Days and the RNC and so many other events for the rest of the summer, Joy Engine is working on a new event that kicks off this Wednesday at Milwaukee's Bradford Beach. Art Blaze on the Beach, a series of free beach parties that, again, kick off July 10th to light up your summer nights with music, big art installations, and more. Steph Salvia is the executive director of Joy Engine. So, Steph, how does Joy Engine kind of balance the creation of temporary events like this, but also work to kind of do more permanent installations around the area? I mean, I'm sure as you talk with funders and partners, like, that's a big focus too. Like, let's continue to beautify the area and make it a place that people want to come to.
Right. Well, once a year, we actually like to launch what we call our community challenge grants. And the idea literally is open to artists and or arts organizations, how to create joy in a neighborhood and or a community. So it doesn't have to be, it's very much open-ended, because we feel like art is, there's just so many different kinds of art. And there are just amazing people doing awesome things to create community in those neighborhoods. And a lot of those projects kind of get launched with us through this grant process. And then oftentimes other sponsors or foundations, you know, will recognize what they're doing and kick in, and those are able to keep going.
Yeah. I mean, we often talk on the show about building ecosystems and creating a, you know, compelling marketplace and arts ecosystem in the area is really important. You get that first grant from something like Joy Engine, you may be able to open up your own studio and you may find opportunities at other events. So it's, you know, it's really important to build that kind of that power of collaboration with your partners.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little bit like a jump start, you know, to get things going.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, people have had this idea for a really long time, but they've never quite known how to take the next step. So this is seems to be kind of that way to go.
So for each one of the four events for Art Blaze, will the activations be the same in the look and feel?
So they'll be a little bit different. So the art installations, these giant sea creatures that we created, those will be the same just because they're massive.
Yeah,
and it'd
yeah.
be too hard to create new ones for each event. But each time there's a different there's different programming happening.
Okay.
So like for this one, it's pretty fun. You know, we have, it's always local musicians. We have a silent disco, which is going to be kind of cool and different. We have wonderful lineup of performers. Some of them you've probably heard of, like Wave Chappelle, Trapper Shep. And what's even more fun about this one is that this event happens to coincide with the Villa Terrace, who is having a massive drone show, 400 drones.
Yes.
It just happens, like Bradford Beach happens to be one of the best places to view this drone show too. So that's kind of fun. So we've kind of been collaborating on that.
Another benefit of Milwaukee. Sometimes we just bring all of our events together at one point, but you can experience, you know, whether, no matter what side of the lake you're on, you're going to be able to experience something really joyful.
Totally.
And that's a beautiful thing for
yes,
sure.
Yes.
All right. So remind us of what the dates are for the event.
So July 10th is this first one at Bradford. The second one will be July 31st. That one will be at South Shore Beach.
Okay.
August 7th will also be South Shore Beach. And then we'll close it out back at Bradford Beach on August 21st. Okay. And that one is pretty special because as it's kind of like the finale. So we're bringing a world-renowned sand sculptor in for that one to create a ginormous sand creature.
Oh, nice. All right. So what can people expect from that? Have you seen this installation in other markets?
Well, he'll create something original for Milwaukee. He's actually from Milwaukee, but okay. has spent most of his career traveling the world to put this stuff together. So he's actually pretty excited, too, to be able to you know, create some art in Milwaukee.
All right. Very good. Very good. Art Blaze on the Beach, presented by Joy Engine, empowered by its good partners and our civic leaders here in the wonderful community. Downtown Milwaukee happens at Bradford Beach on Wednesday. What time?
We go from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. Well, technically, we have to be out of there and cleaned up by 10 p.m. So.
Okay. All right. But people can show up at any time throughout and experience it.
Absolutely. Come down, enjoy music. We'll have s'mores and all that kind of fun stuff as well.
All right. Very good. Steph Salvia, Executive Director of Joy Engine. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the week and have a wonderful event.
Thanks.